This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We have been borrowing student loans, auto loans, mortgages. That's according to a new report from the New York Fed. Household debt is at a record high, surpassing the last peak in 2008, i.e. right before the financial crisis. But are we smarter now? Marketplace's Ryan Kailoff takes a look.
Record debt. Is this a sign of optimism or is it a warning we're overleveraged? Andrew Howitt at the New York Fed answers like a true economist.
I think it's fair to say that there's good and bad.
Okay, fine. It's complicated. What Howitt can say is that these days, it's a very different group of people borrowing.
Today's debt is held much more by older borrowers and by borrowers with much higher credit scores.
That's because banks tightened lending standards after the crisis. So mortgage delinquencies are down, but they're up for car and student loans.
Since 2006, student loan debt is up 170%. So that's been easily the fastest growing category of debt.
Harvard economist Karen Dinan says students took on big loans during the crisis. It was one of their only ways to pay for school because
job loss was high and household resources were depleted.
And
a broader swath of the population went back to school.
Ultimately, Americans aren't borrowing any better or worse today, just in different ways for different reasons. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoff for Marketplace.